This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's time for your Green and Gold update on Wisconsin Sports Daily, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
On 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
With Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
All right. Always enjoy talking some Packers football. Always enjoy talking some Packers football with my guy, Paul Bredel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse, old affiliate of the Big Show Radio Network. Follow him on Twitter at Paul_Bredel. Paul, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm excellent, Sparky. Happy to be here talking Packers with you.
Okay, where to start? Let's start first with Senior Bowl week this week. First practice going on today. For those that don't pay close attention to the Green Bay Packers and where they draft players from and so forth, like, you know, you see a player get drafted at the end of April and it's like, oh, he played at LSU. Oh, he played at Georgia. Oh, he played at Notre Dame. And that's all you think about it as an average fan. But in reality, this Senior Bowl is a pretty big deal for Packer fans to pay attention to, probably.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And Brian Gutekunst has even said after last year's draft at the Senior Bowl, it's very important to the Packers as part of their pre-draft process. It's an all-star college football event for, again, seniors, fourth-year juniors who have graduated. And under Brian Gutekunst, a number, and I mean a heavy number of his draft picks, especially over the last 3 years, have participated in the Senior Bowl. Going back the last 3 years, since 2022, the Packers have had 35 draft picks in total. And 18 of them, so over half, have participated in the Senior Bowl. And this includes last year's class of 11 draft picks, with 8 of them participating in the Senior Bowl. So pay attention to some of the names that you hear throughout the week popping up, because as history tells us, it's probably a good chance that some of them could end up as Green Bay Packers. And again, it's an all-star event. You're going to have some of the top draft talent down there in Mobile, Alabama. But particularly what Gutekunst likes about the event is the competitiveness of it. You know, leading up to the all-star game on Saturday, it's not so much implementing the game plan, right? They have your American team, you have your national team. It's not implementing the game plan. This is a week full of highly competitive one-on-one reps, offensive line versus defensive line, cornerbacks versus wide receivers. You can really get a feel in person for how these players react in those situations. It's a great opportunity to confirm your scouting reports that you have on these players, seeing them up close in person. There's a different element than watching it on tape. In addition to that, the unscripted nature of the event. Like I said, it's not a ton of designed plays, all right, let's go run this in practice. It is ad-libbed one-on-one matchups. And in addition to that, Gutekunst loves the willingness to compete that the players who come to this event show, because again, the competitive nature, all eyes on them. And this event also provides the Packers and every other team with the opportunity to talk to these players. We all know how important it is to get to know these players as part of your pre-draft evaluation. So you put all that together and you have a really comprehensive event for general managers, for scouts, that allows them to really get a firsthand look at these players. And like I said, I think it's an important time for the Packers and, of course, every other team to compare what they're seeing in person to the scouting reports that they have on paper. Do they have to go back and rewatch some of the tape? Are they confirming what they've seen on tape that makes them more confident in, all right, we should pursue this player or maybe we shouldn't? So a lot comes from this event. And obviously, as I mentioned with the history of it, the Packers dive in heavily to this event when it comes to drafting players.
Paul, when we talk about players at this event, quarterbacks obviously are going to come up and be part of it. A lot of people don't think this quarterback class is very good, even though a couple are going to go at the top of the first round. From a Packers perspective, where they have Malik Willis under contract for another year, do you foresee the Packers possibly drafting a quarterback at some point this year?
I don't at all. I don't think they will. Again, Malik Willis is under contract another year, as you said. They have Sean Clifford on the practice squad. Now, what I do think they will do is, after the draft is over and teams are hurrying as fast as they can to sign undrafted free agents, I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Packers make an addition to the quarterback room in that regard. We've seen over the last several years that third quarterback spot, while they only keep two on the 53-man roster, that practice squad spot, they often bring in competition for that role. They've done it each of the last 3-4 seasons now, going back to, there was Kurt Benkert, there was Alex Magoo, Sean Clifford, Michael Pratt last year. I know he's a draft pick, but they are constantly churning that third quarterback spot. So obviously Jordan Love, Malik Willis, but I do think after the draft, an undrafted free agent signing is in the cards at quarterback to compete with Sean Clifford, to just continue to try to drum up competition and finding the more high upside player at that position. Because Gutekunst has talked about it before. They want to keep investing into the quarterback position, even if they have stability there.
He is Paul Bredel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at @Paul_Bredel. You had a piece come out talking about offensive line and the Packers' maybe aggressiveness to go after offensive linemen this offseason. I will say that I never even thought of it being a thing that they would be aggressive going after that position, because, again, looking at this offensive line, I think you look at the starting five outside of Myers maybe and say pretty much everybody is in-house and there probably isn't necessarily a gaping hole at this point. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think the recipe is there. I think, that, as I wrote in the article, there's three components that makes me believe that we're going to see the Packers, again, invest into the offensive line. One, it's what Brian Gutekunst does in the draft. In three of the last four draft classes, the Packers have taken not just one, but three offensive linemen in three of the last 4 years in the draft. So one, it's in Brian Gutekunst's DNA when it comes to a roster building standpoint. Part two, I think improved depth is needed. As Gutekunst said, you don't want to overreact to what happened in that Philadelphia Eagles game in the playoffs, where their defensive front very much dominated the Packers' offensive line. You were down Elgton Jenkins. You didn't have Jordan Morgan, who is on injured reserve. So now you're relying on your seventh offensive lineman in Travis Glover and then Kadeem Telford to come off the bench and fill in against one of the best defensive fronts in football. That's a very tall task. I don't know how many other offensive lines out there have a seventh guy who could come in and just step into that environment. So, again, take it with a grain of salt to a degree, but we've seen over the last few years with such a young team, the emphasis.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value Surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On competition being a catalyst behind the growth that we've seen for so many of the position groups and players on this roster. So I think that's another factor in this is building the competition to push Kadeem Telford, to push Travis Glover, and not just go into this upcoming season assuming, yeah, they'll be our backup offensive lineman. And I think the third factor in this, you mentioned Josh Myers is going to hit free agency. The draft's about planning ahead. And if we just look 12 months down the road, Rasheed Walker, Sean Ryan, and Zach Tom are all set to be free agents in 2026. Realistically, not all those guys are going to be Packers in 2026. So draft's about planning ahead. Gutekunst does do a good job about keeping his eyes 2-3 years down the road. And so right now he's got to start looking ahead to what some contingency plans are for those three players in terms of the roster building, not just for 2025, but 2026 and beyond.
Paul, Charlie and I talked about this yesterday, Charlie using my producer, as far as the Eagles have the heaviest offensive line, as mentioned in a broadcast, I think it was last week or whatever it was, and how they've been dominating running the football with Saquon Barkley. Does this offensive line need to get bigger and heavier?
That's a good question, and as we know, the Packers prioritize that versatility, being able to play inside and out, and with that, I think you're going to get some lighter offensive linemen, particularly along the interior. But I think a lot of that question is going to be determined by what does Matt LaFleur want to do? You know, when Brian Gutekunst was talking about the offensive line at the end of the season in his press conference, he talked about how good that unit was in pass protection, and they were. But what he didn't talk about was how they were in the run game. And we can look at Josh Jacobs' numbers. He had over 1,300 rushing yards on the year. The Packers leaned on the run game. Again, it wasn't a bad run-blocking unit by any means. But I pulled an interesting stat. 80% of Jacobs' 1,300 rushing yards, so over 1,000, came after contact. When you compare that to Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry, who both almost had 2,000 rushing yards, and they were in the 50-55% of range of their yards coming after contact. So what does that tell us? Josh Jacobs did a lot of creating on his own. Yep. He made a lot of that success that we saw in the Packers run game happen because of just, we all saw it, his ability to make defenders miss is incredibly impressive. So there was a transition this year run blocking wise. This is an outside zone scheme blocking wise, typically under Matt LaFleur, but they went very gap heavy between the tackles because that's what suits Josh Jacobs best. That's what maximizes his talent, his ability. That was a new thing for the offense. That was a new thing for the offensive line. So I think what Matt LaFleur really has to work through and figure out this offseason is who do we want to be as an offensive line unit, as an offense in terms of our blocking scheme? And I think that answer is going to help lead the Packers down the path of what type of offensive lineman are we going to invest in? If they're going to continue to say we're going to be this gap scheme because we have Josh Jacobs, then I think it makes more sense to go heavier, to get more people movers in the middle. If you're going to be more that outside zone scheme and ask Josh Jacobs to do some of the adjusting, I think we're going to see them stick with their typical mold where it's more quick feet, athletic, getting your offensive linemen in space. So I think that's a big question Matt LaFleur has to answer this offseason, because this offense, in just my opinion, I think needs an identity to a degree, right? Like versatility is great. Being able to adjust week to week is great. It makes you difficult to defend. But in those crucial moments, it's third and four, you have to pick up a first down. What do you hang your hat on? And I just don't know that run game, passing game, the offense as a whole had that thing, right? Had their bread and butter that they could call upon in those must-have situations. So for me, I think that's going to be a big part of the offseason for Matt LaFleur, figuring out what that is and what direction he wants to go.
What about the defensive line, Paul Breidel, as far as where they go there? I love Walker out of Kentucky. I've been singing his praises for over a month now. I looked online during the show. He had a nice first practice down there at the Senior Bowl, moving guys 5 yards backwards into a quarterback. 6'7", 340, a gigantic dude. Do you see them investing in bigger bodies in the middle? We all know they're probably going to look at edge rushers for the 5 millionth year in a row. But what about in the middle?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely in play, especially with TJ Slayton set to hit free agency. There isn't another defensive lineman on the Packers roster this past year that has the build that TJ Slayton does, brings that skill set to the defensive front, is someone who just takes up space, takes on double teams. TJ Slayton isn't always going to fill the stat sheet, but his presence makes those around him better because he helps create opportunities for others. So they're, unless he's resigned, they're going to have to replace that element in this offense. And really good news for the Packers. Daniel Jeremiah, one of the best in the business when it comes to the draft, put together his top 50 prospects overall for this upcoming draft class. 16 of them played along the defensive front. So the Packers are going to have options early on to bolster that position group. And a couple of names to keep our eyes on when it comes to replacing that TJ Slayton-like presence in the middle is TJ Sanders from South Carolina, Deion Walker, as you mentioned, from Kentucky, Alfred Collins from Texas are a couple of guys who could help fill that role. If they're looking for more quick twitch, get after the quarterback type interior defenders, Darius Alexander from Toledo, Walter Nolan from Ole Miss are a couple names to watch as well. But the run defense under Jeff Hasley greatly, greatly improved, but the name of the game is getting after the quarterback. The Packers have to get better there. I know they've invested obviously heavily into the defensive front, cap-wise, draft pick-wise over the years, but there's still room for improvement. So you take that element plus just all the talent that's there, and chances are when the Packers are on the clock, there's going to be a couple defensive linemen who value-wise make a ton of sense to take. I think the recipe's there for them to make an early selection along the front.
Paul Breidel, as always, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse. I'll let you promote away. I know you got some podcasts out there to promote too.
I appreciate it, Sparky. Yeah, find all my work over at ESPNLacrosse.com. Follow me on Twitter at Paul_Breidel. Head over to YouTube, Paul Breidel Show, where we break down the articles that I write each week just as another way to get the content out there. So I appreciate that.
You betcha. It's good stuff. Follow Paul for sure on Twitter. Again, Paul_Breidel, B-R-E-T-L. Thank you, Paul. Talk down the line, buddy.
Thanks, Sparky. Appreciate it.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.